Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. And Rob, we got a special guest at the bottom of the hour. You know who it is? I'll give you a hint. It's from your Pistons, well, your Detroit days. Won a championship.
I don't even know. Really?
Rasheed Wallace.
No.
Yes, yes, yes.
I already told you the story. Let me tell you, Rasheed does no sports talk radio back then. I think he came on my show. The first time he did sports talk radio was on my show, Parker and the Man in Detroit. Is that unbelievable?
No, he was known. And you know, I'm going to ask him about that because he was known for not really dealing with the, as you know better than me, not dealing with the media. At
wait
all,
till,
right?
When he comes on, I'm going to tell you a story about Rasheed Wallace that's going to blow your mind about the media and right. and stuff. We'll do that.
Well,
when
I
want to
hear,
on.
Yeah, because I did a story on the Pistons. Well, I don't think maybe it was even just on him, but he gave me a little time. I came to Detroit. It was for ESPN the magazine. He did give me some time, but it wasn't a ton. And you know, it was even that was just. I was blessed to get that little time I got with him.
Right.
But now he's a part of the media. So it'll be interesting to get kind of his perspective on this. But we got Monday night football, or Thursday night football, I'm sorry. And the Miami, Rob. And I'll tell you what, I kind of like Miami. I mean, I'm saying that's an overstatement. You know, they're 0-2. But I think that Brian Flores has done a pretty good job there. And I flirted with the idea of picking them to make the playoffs, but I decided against it, and that was probably a good move. But they're up 14-7. Jacksonville just scored. So it's 14-7.
I stayed away from that. You know, I've been doing quarter. Really good, Chris, on picks.
Yep.
I couldn't
you
pick
stay
this
away
game.
From this game?
Seriously, you know who's going to win this game? Because I really don't. And I don't know.
I would have picked Jacksonville.
Would
and
you?
They
okay.
still may, but I hear you. I mean,
it just was one of those games that didn't move me either way where I felt confident.
No, I
so
hear
I just
you.
Stayed away from it.
So who you picking Monday night? Are you picking that game, Baltimore, Kansas City?
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Ravens.
What? Well, we don't know. I don't know what the spread, you know, is going to be. But I would go. I think I'm going to pick the Ravens too. I don't know that we'll pick it. We usually don't do Monday night games.
But right, but we might I think just talk about it. Maybe tomorrow we should pick that game because that's a.
Yeah, I think the Ravens will get that one.
Yeah, they're playing great. Unless there's some change, Chris. They've played well.
The well, Ravens. Yeah, and I don't think it means they're better than Kansas City. You know, I
no,
pick
I'm
Kansas
just saying
City,
the way that they're
Super
playing.
Bowl, but yeah, I
and,
think they'll
and eventually they're going to lose a game. I mean, what are they going
right.
to never lose?
Exactly.
I mean, so they've won 14 straight regular season games, which is incredible.
Right.
It's incredible.
Now, on the hardwood, Denver and L.A. are underway. Game 4, L.A., Kentavious Caldwell-Pope kind of had a back breakaway layup. He missed it in the first minute, and then Jokic comes down with a nice little jump hook. So 2-0 Denver obviously doesn't mean anything. But
all right, who's pitching for Denver? 2-0? Is that the score?
Okay. Who you got tonight in this one?
I got Denver tonight.
Okay. I hope you're right.
I think it'll be tied 2-2.
Because it'll be interesting. Now, again, I still will.
I picked the Lakers in six, but I'm going to.
They got to lose twice.
They got to lose twice. I'm going to say if Denver's going to do anything, it's now. Now or never.
I do feel like if Denver wins tonight, I still will think the Lakers are going to win the series. And I know you picked them, but I feel like you might be ready to move to Denver if they win tonight.
If they win tonight, I'm going to say that I have more belief that another upset's coming if they win tonight. Because to me, it would be three games in a row. And I know they didn't win game two, Chris, but it would just be like the Lakers have two of the best players, and yet Denver's in these games, you know, and could have. I know they didn't. They could have won three of these games. And after the Lakers got off to that great, you know, game one and they were leading big time in game two, gave it up and wound up winning on the big shot by Anthony Davis, to lose two in a row, they should be better than that. That they're better than Denver roster-wise.
Right. All right. Well, let's stick with the NBA, Rob. And there's a story that you and I both really hyped about. And it is that Keith Pompey of the Philadelphia Inquirer, who does a great job covering that team, the Sixers.
And we've had him on a few times.
Yep.
He knows his stuff there.
Does a great job. He is saying that, here's a quote, sources have been saying since last week that the job is Mike D'Antoni's, meaning the Sixers' job.
What?
Is Mike D'Antoni's to turn down.
What happened to Ty Lue?
The ownership group wants. They said it's between two. Ty Lue and D'Antoni, but according to Pompey, the ownership group wants D'Antoni, and now they're saying that Elton Brand, who's their GM and who was supposed to, you know, with them getting rid of Brett Brown, Brand's supposed to have a lot of say, but now they're saying Brand is pushing hard for D'Antoni. But honestly, I don't think so. I think that's the ownership group, Rob.
Yeah, and you got to save face. You know what?
Right. I mean,
seriously.
you got to go with what the people
your
that
bosses.
Pay your bills are saying. I'm going to just say this and then turn it over to you because I know you want to get to it. I think this is crazy, but go ahead.
I think this is ludicrous for the 76ers to hire Mike D'Antoni. I'm sorry, Chris. I know he's had a lot of success around a lot of places. Those Phoenix Suns teams should have won a championship or at least got to the finals. He's had a lot of, he's gone a lot of places. I know he coached the Lakers at one point. But right. my only problem is he's not going to get you to where you want to go, and you're not going to win a championship because wherever team he's involved, they're not going to be committed to defense, which is something that you have to have. And they've already gotten to the second round without him. That's his ceiling. That's what he does. I just don't understand why you would go for him and then to say that they would alter their roster to fit him. Not him. It's not like Pat Riley coming to the Knicks and leaving Showtime Lakers, Chris, and Pat Riley saying, "This is the clay I have. I got to do what I work with this." Now you're saying you're going to go and be Phoenix East or Houston East, you know, and the teams that he's coached that couldn't get there and couldn't do what they needed to do with way talented players, Chris. The 76ers have players that have a lot of potential, but I'm talking about he's already coached like bona fide guys. He had Steve Nash that won back-to-back MVPs.
And not just Nash.
You Amari know what I'm saying? Stoudemire, no, I know. They were loaded. They were loaded,
Joe Johnson,
that Phoenix Sun team.
Richardson, yes.
Yes, loaded. And I think this would be a mistake. This is name recognition. This is, we got to go out and impress people and hire a big-name guy. Ty Lue's better suited for this job. He comes with better Chris credentials. He's won a championship. He knew how to manage with LeBron and an ego of, you know, of that magnitude.
Right.
Also, I just don't even get it. I really don't. This baffles me.
No, look, I'm with everything you said, and then some. And let me state this first, Robin. You already know this. I am one of the few that I actually believe Mike D'Antoni's a Hall of Fame coach. I think he was instrumental. I'm not going to say he was the only guy. He was the only factor. He wasn't. But he's instrumental in changing the game. The faster tempo, the three-point shooting. He's instrumental in that. And I know he doesn't have a ring. Don Nelson, you remember Don Nelson, the coach, too. He's in the Hall of Fame, doesn't have a ring as a coach, but was one of those, you know, gimmicky, always doing it a little different and had great success, though he never won a ring. Milwaukee, Dallas, Golden State. I think D'Antoni's like that. Like, I really think he's a Hall of Famer, even though he doesn't have a ring. That said, this would be a horrible move. I would wonder, what in the world do you guys know about basketball if you hired Mike D'Antoni? I also think, look, and to show that I'm not picking on D'Antoni, I think New Orleans should hire him. I think he'd be good for those young guys. He could play up tempo. Lonzo, I think, would thrive. Zion would thrive. Like, I think that's a good hire for him, or for them and for him. But Philadelphia, first of all, Rob, and again, agree with everything you said. One thing you didn't point out, the roster does not match him at all.
At all, but that's the whole point. It's like they're going to tear up the roster for him.
Well, tearing up the roster would mean, would it mean getting rid of Joel Embiid and or Ben Simmons? Which is ludicrous.
Yep.
And I know they haven't meshed as well together, but they're still young. I would give them at least another year together with the right coach. D'Antoni's not the right coach. He doesn't want bigs. We saw Houston go small for him. Completely small for him. 6'7" and under. Rob, what'd he do with Dwight Howard in L.A.? Nothing. I mean, the prime Dwight Howard.
Zero. Nothing.
Right. It was a prime Dwight Howard. And it was horrible. When he does not have a roster that can fit his style, he's bad. He's not, you know, okay, still get you to play. He's bad because he doesn't adjust. That's why in New York, it was a nightmare.
A disaster. It was a disaster. And you see I brought
and
up
the, LA about, was a disaster.
About Pat Riley changing
either.
His style, right?
Yep.
Sometimes you have
Popovich
to adjust.
Changes.
Yes, you
know,
have to
Pat
adjust.
Pat Riley changes, yes. This would be, if they get rid of either Embiid, I can't imagine they get rid of both. If they get rid of Embiid or Simmons, right away for Mike D'Antoni, they're crazy. And here's why, because some people might say, well, hold on. They trade Embiid, you get a haul for him. You know, you build around Simmons is running the point and he's feeding shooters, and that could be good. I get all that. Here's the thing, though, Robin, you said it. Mike D'Antoni ain't leading you to a championship.
No.
At not, best,
that's right. You're
going to be a
there.
Good team, maybe conference finals. Maybe. I mean, he's never been to the finals. He's had tremendous teams. Houston was stacked. Phoenix was stacked. And he's never been to the finals. Now, you can say, and I actually think maybe, you know, one of those Phoenix teams could have got there if they don't get suspended. Remember the series with San Antonio and all that. But bottom line, it didn't happen. And so for you to revamp, like you said, Rob, they've been to the second round.
They've done that already, right?
Even if they get to the conference finals, that's not what they're trying to do. It's
you're trying to win
or bust. And you bring in a coach that in 16 years has been to three conference finals and nothing more?
I don't
think
it.
Thinking he's getting you over the hump? I mean, this is ridiculous. Like you said, Ty Lue is the guy, period. They'll respect him. He's won a championship. This is unbelievable if this is true.
To me, if it happens and it goes down, and I don't know, Chris. I just shook my head when I saw it.
Yeah. I think Mike D'Antoni should be coaching, like I said, New Orleans. But Philly, no. That makes no sense to me. All right, what do you guys think? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Would the Sixers be making a mistake if they hire Mike D'Antoni as their next head coach? We will continue the conversation with you next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It's the tell me who. Go ahead. You want to sing?
No, go ahead. This was mad a fun little you? Show. Yeah, it's mad about
similar
you.
Similar to 227 as far as a good show. Not good great, show.
Yep,
good show.
Good show.
Good show, yeah. All right, did you know that right now Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. That's coming up. So get ready and visit Geico.com now to learn more. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Go ahead.
Can I say this real quick? Paul, what is it? Paul Reiser? Is that his name? Yep. Right?
And what Chris, was the woman?
I can't remember her name. She was on a lot. She was on Seinfeld, too, before that.
She was on a lot of stuff. Allie Hunt? Helen
what
Hunt.
Is it?
Yeah.
Helen yeah.
Hunt. Yeah.
Here's the other thing real quick. He's Paul Reiser, they're coming back and they're doing a remake of the show. No, they gave him his own show, Chris. He's on the Today Show with Matt Lauer.
This is, you mean...
Paul Reiser,
okay,
this is
so this
after...
this is in the past.
This is, yeah, this is right. After they had done Mad About You and NBC gave him another show.
Okay.
He's on the Today Show and Matt Lauer makes some sort of comment like the show was canceled or something. Like it was like just a little comment. And Paul goes, what? What are you talking about? You know something I don't know? Do you know after that interview, like the show was canceled? Like it was
really?
Like, it was so weird. Like,
what,
Matt kind of was like joking.
Scoop?
No, but it was like, it was like
you
a
don't
joke.
Think he had a scoop?
I don't know, but he said something and Paul was like, do you know something I don't know?
Wow.
And the
was
show
he,
was
he laughing or was he more like, seriously?
Yeah, he was like, yeah, he was laughing at it like he knew something. And no, then the show got canceled.
Reiser, was he really worried or
yeah,
was he just joking?
He was like, hey, do you know something I don't know? It was kind of like that, a little nervous laughter. And then like right after the interview, like NBC canceled the show. It was crazy. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Let's go to Chad in Cincinnati. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chad?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I just wanted to tell you, I've been watching y'all since Cold Pizza.
Man,
know?
Wow.
So, OG, wow. You know me. You've been mentoring me through the IG, and I really got mad love for both of y'all. I just want to say...
Thank you, bro.
I think it's a bad retread hire,
yes.
And as usual, just like with Luke Walton, just like with Tibbs, just like with all these other European-American coaches who get another opportunity after opportunity after opportunity, just like in the NFL, same as in the NBA. And it's just disappointing that Ty Lue has to go through these kind of things. But it's just the way it is in corporate America, the same way it is in pro sports, the same way Dusty Baker was relieved of his duties and the Reds have – had seven losing seasons in a row.
Since then,
it's just disgusting.
And see, I don't even think this is retread. Because like I said, I think D'Antoni, I have no problem with somebody hiring him. This is just the completely wrong place for him as far as I'm concerned. This is just, like, if New Orleans hires him, as I said, or a team that's, you know, really looking to, they got personnel that would match him, and they're looking to build, get relevant, right? Become a playoff team or something like that. I could see it, but Philly? Ugh, makes no sense.
None. How about Ham in New Jersey? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ham?
What's up, guys? I think it's a big mistake on the part of the Sixers. I mean, since trust the process, these guys haven't got it right. Mike D'Antoni is a great regular season coach. But if you look at his postseason record, he's a losing coach.
Yes.
You got great coaches out there like Sam Cassell waiting. Ty Lue, Mark Jackson hasn't got another chance. Let's get them guys a chance. And plus, try to look for a coach, like Chris was pointing out, that matches the personnel that you have, the players that you got.
Right.
I agree. It doesn't make any sense, Ham. How about Eric in Kalamazoo? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, E?
Please let me in here. Okay. Mike D'Antoni is a mob boss that can go in Philly and talk to the mobs in there. Rob, you know you're scared of him because he's coming to beat New York, and he's interested in beating L.A. Philly, they've been struck by Magic playing all five positions and beating them. Hey, he brought LeBron to L.A. Philly would be interested in that fast break, and Steve Nash and Brooklyn would have problems with D'Antoni on the East.
So I'm trying to follow what you're saying. So you think D'Antoni would be a good hire in Philly?
Anybody like his fast break offense where he going to put that ball in Simmons' hands and Simmons
going
to turn
gonna
into
do
everything
with Joel
everybody
Embiid?
Thought he was supposed to be?
What's he going to do with Embiid?
What'd you say? Hey, Dr. J had talked to Embiid.
All right. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. My only thing is Eric missed the whole point on, I thought they were trying to win a championship in Philly. Here's a guy who's proven that he can't win a championship, that he can win all the games. Go back and look at those Phoenix Suns teams. They won 60 games a year, Chris. Yeah. They were great. We all know it. Joseph in Virginia.
Eric had his spiel written out
that he was already ready to read and get through.
Right.
I just didn't get it. I ain't mad at him, but yeah. No, we appreciate the support, Eric. Joseph in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Are they talking about the coach that had Steve Nash, Amari Stoudemire, Sean Marion? Are they talking about the Phoenix Suns that was given the fits by the great Kobe Bryant and Smush Parker?
Yep.
D'Antoni does not deserve another job. It's a sad day in basketball when you have guys like Mark Jackson. And I know it's a color thing, everybody, but Stan, I think that Jeff needs to get back in the league as well. They're both great basketball minds. And I also think not only D'Antoni, but I think that Brad Stevens also needs to get out of Boston. I think he's also
one of those. They just gave him a new extension, didn't they? Just give him another extension. Well,
Stevens is having problems against Eric Spoelstra, I tell you that. Now, I don't think he should be fired.
No. But, Chris, but the one thing that some coaches have said just is – how they keep taking care of him, he hasn't won anything yet. And I'm not – he's a good young coach.
Well, his first contract was like 6 years, big
which
money,
is
out of Butler.
And other coaches are like, what? Yep. Unprecedented. Those guys couldn't get six-year contracts.
Right. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We'll dive deeper into this NBA, all of the NBA stuff going on, the series, and Mike D'Antoni in Philly.
And she's from Philly, so he can talk about that.
He'll have good stuff to say about this NBA champion, Rasheed Wallace. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The iCouple coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico, go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. Our next guest is a special guest. He's an NBA champion, was one of the best power forwards in the league during his day. Now co-host of the new podcast, Let's Get Technical with Bonzi Wells.
Wow.
I was on it. It's a great podcast. You obviously know they know their basketball, but they have a lot of fun. So it's a great listen. Definitely check it out. Let's get technical. Here's our man, Rasheed Wallace. Sheed, what's up, bro?
Sheed.
What's good, Rob? What's good, Chris?
How
great,
are you?
Man, great.
Hey, I got to tell this story because I already teased it with Chris. And this tells you about Rasheed and just like the input he had for me. When I first started doing First Take on ESPN a lot, it was over summer. And I don't know if you remember this, Sheed. We came back to training camp or whatever. Sheed comes over to me, goes, hey, when you get a minute, come over to my locker. I want to give you some feedback on you doing First Take. Seriously. And he sat me down. I sat in his locker, and he's like, I like when you do this, blah, blah, blah. And it was detailed. That's I was cool. Like really, really impressed. Do you remember that, Sheed?
Yeah, I do. Because, I mean, you know, you was one of the cats. You had your show locally first.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And in the D. So, you know, I checked it out. No, you know, I always mess with you, Rob.
So no you're doubt. The you're to blame, Rasheed, huh? It's your fault. Now, I want to ask you, Sheed, because I joked about you with you on the podcast. Now, of course, you're a part of the media, and you were a guy. You know, you didn't really have a lot of love for the media, or most of them. And I'm asking you this. You know, honestly, I know you talked to Rob a little. I did a story on you for ESPN the magazine. I remember you gave me a little bit of time, not a ton, but a little bit. But what was it with you, you know, and the media? Did you feel like guys were out to get you, that you didn't trust guys? Or, you know, what was it that, for the most part, you just really didn't want to deal with a lot of the media?
No, I didn't trust a lot of them. You know, like you just mentioned, all the apples in the barrel wasn't bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
But a majority of them were. And when I was in Portland, like, the media was cool my rookie season when I was playing with the Bullets. The media was cool. I had no problem with them and this and that. Boom, no problem talking to them. When I got to Portland, my first year, the media was cool. And then after that, you know, you had a couple of these pisshead hotshot young reporters who want to come in there and try to break a big story so they can go right to a big city or a bigger paper or a bigger network. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I peeped all of that. And that's why, like, certain people, certain reporters in Portland, I ain't messed with them. You know what I'm saying? Certain ones I did because it was like, look, all right, either print what I say or don't ask me no questions. You know, don't sit up here and try to print, you know, oh, Wallace said this and that. No, you know, I read the paper. I read the local paper sometimes.
Right.
When I was playing. So I was like, no, you know, don't sit up here and say that. So that's when I went on my little strike. Like, look, I ain't saying nothing to the media. And then, you know, so a couple of them started bitching and complaining to the NBA. Oh, Wallace doesn't talk to us. You know, he only talks to the visiting media, da 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 da. So it was always a beef with me and some of the local media in Portland.
No doubt.
Sheed, you obviously from Philly. Sorry, Rob. Yes. Sorry, Rob. And so before we get to the current series going on in the playoffs, there's a report that they want to hire Mike D'Antoni. That's his
Chris
job.
Chris and I are against it.
Yeah, and look, I think D'Antoni's – I personally think he's a Hall of Fame coach. I think I'm in a minority, but I think what he's done – I know he hadn't won a ring, but I think he's done a lot for the game. But I think this would be a horrible hire – because they don't have the personnel to fit his game. He don't want a big man like Embiid. And even if you do everything that he wants as far as getting his players, he hasn't shown he can win a championship. What do you think about if they go ahead and hire D'Antoni for that team in Philly?
Well, it's crazy you said that because I was with my cousin last week in Detroit doing some community work. And, you know, that came up when we was relaxing in the evening, having a few beers, like, yo, if the Sixers hired D'Antoni, we both was like, look, we're going to wear brown paper bags over our heads for this whole season. You know what I'm saying? And I have to agree with you, Chris. It's not his style. It's not his style. You know, he wants that run-and-gun team. That's what he won a EuroLeague championships with, yep. You know, that run-and-gun Euro style. Yep. So he tried to come to it with the NBA, but certain teams can do it. You know, it takes a special team to be able to do that. Every team can't do that. You can't force that on the players. You know, I think that's one of the reasons why Melo left, because he's forcing Melo to do something out of his game. Like, look, Melo, I just want you to shoot all three. All three. As soon as you touch the ball, shoot the three. Like, no, that ain't my game. No, I'm going to take a smart shot. I ain't stupid. So I don't think we have the, one, the shooting capability that fits his style of play. And then, two, as you mentioned, we have too many bigs.
No doubt. Yeah. I think it would be definitely a mistake. Most people pick the Lakers in this series against Denver. Did you pick the Lakers as well? And are you surprised where it is? And can Denver maybe as they've been coming back against everybody, comeback magic, can they beat the Lakers?
Well, to me, it really don't matter. I don't have a necessary pick. You know, my squad out of it, the Sixers out of it. So, you know, that's my hometown team. But I definitely have to tip my hat to the Denver Nuggets. As a young team, as a young coach, you know, a year or two in the league, being head coach, they definitely impressed me with a lot of things that they're doing. But I think sooner or later, they're going to run out of gas, though. Every series they were in went to seven games.
The last four series, going back to last year, yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, the ones that they had so far in this little bubble, they've been some good. It's been some good basketball. But, man, I just think the Lakers are too big. And I think the key thing with them is just being big with JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard coming off of the bench. You know what I'm saying? Denver doesn't want to play the size because they're young and inexperienced. You know, they don't want to play Bobo, even though Bobo can block some shots here and there, maybe change the game a little bit. But he doesn't have that wear and tear playoff experience that, you know, McGee and Howard has. And so it's just Jokic going by itself going against these two guys. Then you got to count the factor of LeBron, one of the greatest players on the planet. You got to throw him in the mix, too. So I think it's going to be a hell of an uphill battle for the Nuggets. But I'm excited for the young fellas. You know, I'm pulling for the underdog, but basketball knowledge say the Lakers will beat this series.
She, from what you know about the bubble, I mean, the families were just allowed to come after the first round, so guys were without, you know, their families for a while. Obviously, there's no, you know, females around. It's just, you know,
unless
every other
COVID
day you're playing.
Test takers, right?
Yeah,
unless
the testing every day. Well, right. But, you know, like, you see, obviously, guys don't enjoy it there. And it's just, it's like an AAU tournament is what they're saying. But, you know, you're seeing some strange things. I mean, Jamal Murray looking like a superstar. The teams in the East, Miami, you know, fifth seed, looks like they might reach the finals. And some guys I've heard say the shooting angles are much better. You know, it's not a cavernous arena like you're used to playing in. Do you think that just all the things going on in the bubble and the environment is having a major effect on the games? And that's why we see maybe some of the strange stuff and upsets that we're seeing?
Well, from what I know, they still have a few activities that they could do while they're in the bubble, jet skiing, fishing, and, you know, all of those things of that nature as far as some type of sporting. But I think for me, the way that I would look at it, if I was one of the guys and if I did have to play in the bubble, like, yo, this going to bring us closer, yo. You know what I mean? Like look, it's going to be times when it's going to be us by the pool. You know, it's going to be all of us in the crew. It's going to be times when, hey, we all going to order food or whatever. We're going to try to be together as much as we can. Even though I know they were saying when they get back to their rooms that, you know, please don't have no other people inside of your room. But other than that, yeah, we're going to stay together, yo. We're going to do everything together. Hey, watch a little movie together that they got set up or this or that. We're going to stay together. That family atmosphere is going to bring us closer together. And I think that's one of the things that they had showed or mentioned the other night with Boston. You know, they had a team blow up after the game. It happened. It's going to happen. But next day, what did you see? They showed a little story on them. They all by the pool chilling, smiling, laughing. And, you know, I don't think it was fake. But it's a family atmosphere. You know, you got to take advantage of it.
I want to say one last thing before we let you go, Sheed. Covering that 2004 Pistons team is still, and I've been in this business 35 years. That was one of my favorite teams I ever covered, just being around what the Palace was like, the fans, the games, LB, Larry Brown, and that team and that group. That's probably the last time we saw like a real team put together without stars. Do you cherish that, just what that was like in 2004 and beating the Lakers?
Oh, hell yeah, I cherish it. Now, I cherish it even more since they tore my home down. You know, I got a couple of bricks.
Right. Oh, yeah, the palace is done, right.
Yeah, I got a couple of bricks from the palace site here in my crib. And I'm going to break them down and pass them out to the guys, you know, who weren't able to, you know, get their, I guess, last memorabilia of the palace.
Right.
But, man, I was thankful to the Most High. It was a hell of a run. I'll never forget it, man. I'll never forget
See,
it for
you, I mean, in Portland, you were a star, 19 points, 8-9 rebounds a game, making all-star teams. And you went to Detroit, and I thought it was perfect for that team because obviously you guys won a championship.
He put them over the
top. But you fit in. Yeah, you know, a lot of stars come in and everything kind of changes because they're a star. But you came in, and it seemed like you just really wanted to help the team win and didn't care about your individual numbers, which went down a little bit. Tell me about that mentality, because and if that's unusual – for a guy that, you know, was an all-star and you know, putting up big numbers in Portland, bigger numbers.
Well, to me, I saw it as this. They were a good group of guys. We know they played defense. I was just in Detroit like 2 weeks before I got traded. We played them. And, you know, I was in there talking big junk to them, Ben, Chauncey, Rip, all those guys. And here I am 2 weeks later. So when we got together, it was just something. Real talk, I ain't gonna lie, Chris. It was just something. And it wasn't the fact of like, all right, I'm gonna go in here and try to be the man. I'm gonna go in here and still try to average my numbers. I didn't have to because I knew the whole rap sheet on everybody on that squad. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just from being a student of the game myself. So, yeah, I knew Chauncey could shoot. I knew Rip had a nuclear battery in his back. You know what I'm saying? I know Tayshaun, he was disrespected because a lot of people felt as though, like, oh, we could have had Carmelo, Melo, this and that.
Right.
So they didn't see the value with Tayshaun defensively. And then Ben, shit, I ain't got to say too much about Ben. That speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then
no doubt,
the guys we had on the bench. So it was like, man, let's go. Like I would say, real talk, it was like maybe the fourth or fifth game that I played. I said to myself, and at the time I was married, I said to my wife, I said, we're going to do something. I said, this is going to be a special team right here. Now, I'm not saying we were going to win the championship, but I was like, we're going to do something right here. And then that whole second half of that season, man, that was a hellacious run.
No doubt.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's
Chief, we got to get
Wallace.
You one again, man. Yes.
Definitely.
No doubt.
And good luck with the podcast.
Yep.
Check it out. Let's Get Technical. Rasheed Wallace and Bonzi Wells. Great stuff, brother. We appreciate it.
Oh, no doubt. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, anytime. Let me know.
All right, my man. Peace. More iCouple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I never heard this version, Rob.
No?
Who is this? Do you know? Like the original song?
This is
a different world, of course, but you know.
My God, who did that? Is that Della Reese singing?
It sounds like it could be her.
That sounds like Della Reese.
I've never heard this real song. You know, I heard obviously the theme song for the show, right? A Different World, but yeah, wow.
Yeah, okay. It sounds like Della Reese. I mean, yeah. Somebody, can you Google it, Rob G?
I'll check it out.
It does sound
Alex,
like
thank
it.
You.
All right, Rob, the Miami Dolphins are putting it on the Jacksonville Jaguars, up 21-7 at halftime. Yeah, it's good you didn't bet.
This is why I didn't bet. That's what I said. I really didn't know who was going to win. I really didn't. I'm glad I stayed away from it. I wanted to bet something tonight, Chris, and I just said I don't know who's going to win.
The interesting thing is this. Ryan Fitzpatrick looks great.
We already know. We've seen this movie. Come on. How many times?
And I don't know, man. I think this might be the year.
Yeah, all right. We've seen it before.
12 for 14, 127 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. He got a 144 rating.
And then as soon as you say, okay, you're the starter, you remember the last time? Like
in Tampa.
It's magic.
That's right. That's perfect. Fitzpunkin.
He don't want it. Get robbed. There's Nick Foles. There are guys like this. When nothing's expected.
It's strange, right?
Well, when nothing's expected, when I'm just the backup, the fill-in, the stopgap, I can go, and anything I give you is gravy,
right.
I'm
just
good.
Go out and play, yeah.
Right? But then as soon as you expect something now, uh-oh, I don't want that pressure, right? You know, and that I think Nick Foles is definitely like that.
Yep.
And
obviously we've seen it. They've tried to give him the keys to the car, Chris. What do I always say? He always crashes it.
Yep. He don't want the keys. He don't want the keys. He wants to drive somebody else's car.
That's what I'm saying, right? It's okay. Yeah. All right, yep. I'm gonna drive it around the corner, go pick up some milk and bread and Pampers, and I'll be back.
So Rob G's in my ear. Do Lakers? Will you get off the Dolphins and do the Lakers? Look, Rob, Lakers are up 53-45. You happy, Rob G?
No, I just wanted to
put the pom poms down. My goodness,
I wanted to say it was a bad day for me to tell you to do the AD story an hour or two because he's looking awesome. But here's
is
the,
he?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Okay, well here
I
we
mean,
go.
I mean, still don't mean he's one of the. He's got zero rebounds.
Well, that's what I was gonna say.
What's up with the rebound?
He hasn't missed a shot or a free throw. He's got 18 points, about to be 19. Zero rebounds.
How
and the
zero
Lakers are about to be up
zero
by 10.
Assist. Something's up, man.
He has not missed a shot the entire game.
But that
well,
doesn't make sense.
Seven.
Well,
stop
seven,
acting like
seven
he's
of seven and five
19.
Of five from the free throw line.
But no assists and no
rebounds.
Rebounds?
Yes.
This is
and
a weird
the
game,
first
man.
Half? And the Lakers up 10.
So here's the thing. Again, it wasn't a bad day. Because if he ends up with 29 points and two rebounds, yeah, you won, you got 29, great. Just don't tell me it's an all-time big man performance in the postseason.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's not great and all that.
He's on pace to average one rebound in the last two playoff games.
Right. But he's better than Kareem and Olajuwon and Shaq at their best. Get back on the mic, Rob. Why are you running, Rob G? Now you don't want none?
I already said
we bring
AD's,
the truth.
AD's
you,
the
you
best
run?
Player in the NBA right now. No. You know,
really? Can I get a few more? Just a few.
Can't fight
just
it.
Just give me six.
Can I get a
can
few?
Can I get six?
Can I get a few wings?
I knew he was going to say that.
I'm just waiting for that, you know? I can't take you guys seriously.
The series never happened. I can't even believe you asking for these wings.
Let me go to my laptop and order him a Buffalo
no,
Wild
don't give in, Rob. Do not give in. It's the Odd Couple. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.